This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, a gazillion things you can do, you know? The, anyway, the, I'm sorry. I love computers when they work right. Otherwise, I got stuff popping up all over the place in front of me. All right. Let me get back to it. You know, you really got to get involved in the conversation. You really got to, you know, check out the, I don't want to say the competition. You got to check out the other side. You have to check out how the other side thinks. Because if you don't, you have no way to discuss it openly. And I know there's some on the other side that don't want to discuss it at all. There's some on the other side that aren't willing to have an honest conversation with you. You just got to blow it off and keep going. I mean, if you want to go have some fun with them like I do on Facebook, you can do that. But other than that, you know, you just got to go have fun with them and that's it. So after winning the silver, I love this story. And the reason I love this story is because, you know, what are you gonna do with this? Okay. So after winning the silver, U.S. divers make an announcement about their true identity. What I love about this, what is their true identity? What are they, Martians? Why is this even a big deal? That's the part I don't get. So the two Olympians who won the silver medals for the United States on Monday, they revealed their true identity and how that allowed them to focus on the games and not get too carried away with the pressure involved in competing. David Bodia and Steele Johnson won silver medals in the men's synchronized 10-meter platform, which was Bodia's third all-time Olympic medal and Johnson's first. Right? They credit their Christian faith for getting them where they're at. Now, the left goes nuts with this stuff. They goes, oh, it has nothing to do with God. You did it yourself. Which shows that they don't have any clue or any real understanding as to how Christians feel about their belief system and that kind of thing. Nothing. Now, Bodia also authored A Greater Than Gold, From Olympic Heartbreak to Ultimate Redemption, which chronicles how his Olympic journey changed from one which he sought glory for himself to one which he sought glory for God. You know, you hear a lot of these Olympic athletes that are Christians. We'll talk about that. When they finally decided to turn, you know, give the glory to God, to do what the Bible tells them to do, for real, all of a sudden they started winning. All of a sudden they started seeing things in a different way. Now, I don't have an explanation for the secular people. I don't have one. I don't even know what to tell you. But why do you care what they believe? Why do you bother? I mean, some of you, I was watching some of the comments that were coming down against these guys. First and foremost, they won you the medals. So shut up. Okay? They won medals for our country. Leave them alone. And people all over the world, except for us, seem to know that not all of us believe in God here in this country. Not everybody's a God-fearing person in these United States. We're the only ones that seem to think that by somebody professing what they believe, all of a sudden the whole world is intimidated by what we believe. It doesn't get any crazier than that. So, again, oh, God, I love this. The Boudin said that he had experienced an enormous amount of pressure during the Olympics, describing it as an identity crisis. When his mind is on diving, he said it goes crazy, but we both know that our identity is in Christ. And we're thankful for this opportunity to be able to dive in front of Brazil, in front of the United States, he explained. It's been an absolutely thrilling moment for us. Johnson and Boudin's description was flawless and added that going into the competition, knowing his identity was rooted in Christ and not in the results of their competition, gave him peace and let him enjoy it. If something went great, I was happy. If something didn't go great, I could still find joy because I'm at the Olympics competition. I mean, just getting there, I realize that that's not enough. You got to win, but you got to try to win. But getting to the Olympics, being good enough to be accepted to go to the Olympics for this country, is a heck of an honor. I'm still, about the Olympics. You guys want to know why I can't stand this stuff? The socialists have got a hold of the Olympics. Yeah, but really, Mark Phelps. I was just talking to somebody about that. Michael. I was just talking to somebody about this today, and I want you to know a liberal Democrat who agreed with me. Phelps won 20-plus gold medals. And because of political correctness, because an African-American female Muslim came in second place, because we haven't had one of those ever carry the flag before, he gave the pressure to allow her to carry the flag. And he goes on, he's worked all his life, he's worked hard to get those medals, he's worked hard to be the best swimmer, and because of pressure from the socialist boneheads, he doesn't get to do what he's worked all his life to do, which is carry that flag. He should have been allowed to carry that flag. That was wrong. What they did to him was wrong. And actually, for being an athlete that will win at any cost, I kind of fault him for it too. I would have just said, no, if she wants to carry the flag, tell her to win 22 medals. Or 23, more than me. Anyway, so they went on and he said, it's really cool to see these Christians stick up for themselves and not feel like they got to hide in the corner anymore. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back. And a lot more good stuff after the break. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5516. Again, I always appreciate it. Whether we're on the same side or not, I don't really care. But I always appreciate the time you spend texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And don't just sit there. I go back and forth with people and some of you will say to me, why do you bother going on Facebook? You're not going to change their mind. I say, no. But first of all, I'm going to irritate the crap out of them, number one. And number two, they're going to spend time arguing with me instead of doing other stupid things like promoting their candidate. Right? You know, and I love it because most of the time I can't get them to stay on task or topic, I should say. Seriously. Right? I love it. I have a good time with that kind of stuff. Howard Dean, back in the news. the former Vermont Governor Howard Dean told Breitbart News that Iran is the farthest thing from an Islamic republic and that Iran is not a Muslim country. Yeah. You know the scary part about all this? He might have been president. So instead, Dean said that Iran is a republic. Oh, yeah, hey, just like us, right? That's been hijacked by thugs and murderers. Yeah, just like us. Well, we got a lot in common with Iran. He explained that he does not know the Muslims whom he respects and who behave the way the regime does. Dean was speaking exclusively to Breitbart News about from Paris last month during a conference hosted by the People's Mujahideen Organization of Iran, also known as the PMLI, also referred to as MEK. Is an opposition movement that played an active role in overthrowing Iran's last Shah while President Jimmy Carter was in power, which was delisted as a terrorist organization under the Secretary of State, Hillary Clintonian. Because, you know, Iran doesn't pose us any threat. Nah. I love these people on the left to do that all the time, too. There's no problem with Iran. We're all getting all bent out of shape over nothing. No, because they're not testing any nuclear missiles, right? And the guy that was just hung, you realize that we were getting information telling us that they were cheating, and actually there is no agreement. So stop saying agreement, will you? There is no agreement between Iran and the United States. Just ask the mullahs over there. Even the Ayatollah said, we signed nothing. I don't know of this agreement that the president's talking about. We signed nothing. So somebody's lying. Now, with all due respect, it could be the guy that told you 57 times on television, maybe more than that, but 57 is the last count I got, that if you liked your doctor, you could keep your doctor. If you liked your plan, you can keep your plan. Now, Howard Dean went on to say, look, I respect the president certainly did oppose the deal, but I don't think it was a good deal. Howard Dean? Oh, my God. He said, I think we did give away a lot more than we needed to, and I think that the Iranians are the largest sponsor. Now, this is the same guy that was out there pumping the deal, wasn't he? Getting behind, you know, all these guys got behind the deal. Now they see little twists and turns, information that their own boss lied to them about, deals that were made. Yes, true backroom deals that were made. He said, I think we gave away a lot more than we needed to. I think the Iranians are the largest sponsor of state terrorism in the world. So, yeah, sure, let's drop $400 million in cash. See, even if you're okay with the payment, them getting money back that's theirs, according to all the loons on the left, by giving them cash, it now becomes totally untraceable. There is no way to figure out where that money's going. At least if they wired it, there was, and then it got from there, it got wired out, you could trace it. You could find out where it went and how it got there. I think that we did give away a lot more, he said. Boy, if Howard Dean says that, it's even worse. He went, so I didn't oppose the deal. He said, I think it had its pluses and minuses. Even though it's made the lives very difficult for a lot of our allies. Okay, so screw the allies, because we want to keep Iran happy. I love it. He says, I think the president's reputation as a good or not so good president will depend on what happens with that deal. Well, guess what? Sorry, he loses. He went on to say, yeah, the question was asked to him, so Saudi Arabia, do you really think that they are our allies and they have our back? He says, yeah, I think they are our allies. I have my problems with the Saudis. One of the reasons I got involved with the resistance here is because I feel very strong about human rights. And the Saudis don't respect human rights. So I never personally thought that the alliance with the Saudi government was anything more than an alliance of convenience. But they are a key partner, and they're certainly not our enemy. Even though it's been proven over and over again that they helped pay for, fund, and support the takedown of the Twin Towers. But no, they're our allies. Jeez. With enemies like that, I mean, really, seriously. Or friends like that. Who needs enemies, right? Breitbart, the journalist asked one more question. He said, regarding the rhetoric on an international scale, do you find issues with the fact that our commander-in-chief and people within the administration, like Josh Earnest and so forth, don't actually use the term radical Islam terrorist? So Dean goes on to say, yeah, that's actually something I agree with. I think that most Muslims are not terrorists. In fact, well, see, this what bothers me. Nobody says that they're all terrorists. Right? You know, you have no problem when a Christian wipes out a Planned Parenthood, which hasn't been done in forever, by the way. You know, when a Christian goes up and shoots up a Planned Parenthood, kills the doctor, blows the place up, you have no problem saddling and labeling all Christians as nut jobs like that. Not a problem at all. But when these guys are doing it, screaming Allahu Akbar, and that's the Boston version, by the way, right? You have no problem pushing and say, whoa, let's not tag the whole Islamic religion with it. So, see, Christians, it's okay. Muslims, it's not okay. He goes on to say, I think it's important for us not to crank up the religious war, except against Christians. No, I added that. He said, of course, it falls in the hands of Daesh, or Daesh, whatever they're calling them. Boy, they call them Daesh, ISIS, and ISIL. So I think they call it Islamic. Now, you know, ISIL is what they want to be called. Isn't it interesting that the president is one of the few people that calls them ISIL? Because it gives them respect, and it gives them place. Daesh is actually a derogatory term towards them. And they don't like to be called Daesh. They don't want to be called Daesh. And ISIS is the name they took on from day one. It's kind of generic. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. We've got a lot coming up. Don't go far. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right. The people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen up. I make it, we are like horse manure on a ranch. You can find us everywhere. If you're on Facebook, head over to Facebook. You can find it on the Real Side Radio. That's it. Facebook at the Real Side Radio. You can watch live, listen live there as well. You can go ahead and check out the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live. You can listen live there as well. You can get involved in the live chat room. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Again, I do appreciate the time, more so than you know. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. You guys have spent me so many crazy stories. I'm just going to start pounding through them here tonight. I know how much that makes my my lovely producer crazy, because she says she can't keep up with me when I start doing that. So anyhow, a Massachusetts college offers voluntary segregation for historically marginalized students. Another phrase that I have to go back to college to learn how to use, seriously. Okay, so the Massachusetts College allows students to reside in identity-based housing communities, provided they have a unique social identity that has historically experienced oppression. Well, you know, the Italians, the Irish, the Germans, yes, the black community, oh, the Japanese community, they've all experienced. Are we going to have different dorms for those people? I mean, seriously, why do these people keep thinking that segregation is the way to pull people together? Right? It doesn't make any sense to me. Those residential spaces give support to members of our community with social identities that have been historically marginalized in this country and strive to counter systemic oppression. It had to be a Massachusetts college. It just had to be. That has got to be, since I left the state, that's got to be one of the most whacked states in the country. I'm serious. I'm not joking. These residential spaces give support to members of our community with social identities that have been historically marginalized. Hampshire College explains on its website, adding that its promotion of such living arrangements arises from our commitment to fostering diverse, socially just, and inclusive communities. I still don't get the inclusive part. Doesn't inclusive mean you're bringing everybody together? How do you teach everybody, how do you teach people about other groups, about other ethnicities, when they're not together? I don't get it. You know, to show you how screwed up you guys are, you social justice nut jobs, to show you how screwed up you actually are, let's take the gender world, or the non-gender world, or the cisgender world. I don't even know what you don't even know what you want to call it, and you get mad at people in your own group that are against you. So we want to go to gender neutrality, right? You can't call out a gender, right? Then you can't call it male or female, but some people do want to be called male or female. And then there are gender designations. There's 50-some-odd gender designations at some of the colleges. How does that fit in with gender neutrality? Right? Then you get to. We've done this before. I think I've got a list somewhere around that's got like 26 of them on there. So some groups wanted to be defined as a gender, but not as a traditional gender because they don't count anymore. Right? Other groups say, no, we shouldn't be. We've actually had kids at schools, two different schools, we had the prom thing this year that we did stories on. From the same groups that were teed off with each other because one group wanted a gender-centric prom king and queen, and another group wanted a gender-neutral prom king and queen. And both were sure they were right. And none of those were right-wing Bible-thumping lunatics. The people fighting with each other were left-wing social justice warriors. Now, if you're in a war about something, and you're not on the same page, you're supposed to be allies, but you're not on the same page for the outlying for the ending result. How do you fight that war? Who are you shooting at? Where do you end up with, you know, communist Russia? Right? We were all allies, and all of a sudden the wall went up. We're sitting around going, what happened? An accompanying information booklet further elaborates that the identity-based housing is an institutional structure designed to assist members of historically oppressed groups in supporting each other. It helps to create an added level of psychological comfort and safety for those who choose to live in those spaces. Listen, if you're going to college and you're afraid to be in your group, Japanese, black, gay, lesbian, Italian, Irish, whatever it is, maybe you shouldn't have gone to college. Seriously. Maybe you should just live at home and go to a local community college. Because you're not ready for real life. Because in the workspace, as you're moving around the world, the country, whatever, you're going to be challenged with all these things. What are you going to do? You're going to go into the hotel and say, hi, I'd like you to put me on the African-American floor. No, I'd like to be on the floor that has Japanese only, thank you. And oh, please, put me on an Italian floor. Really? You're going to do that? One section of the identity-based housing program consists of permanent mods, covering categories. Oh, this is a good one for Xander on Friday night. This will be a ball. Covering categories such as LGBTQQIAAP, queer students of color, and women of color. And not, you know, I would, some night, we've got to put together the list of all the possible, we'd probably eat up all 3 hours. We should put up a list of all the designations you guys have come up with. Okay? Seriously. Right, plays that have been canceled at colleges because the original play didn't have enough women of color in there. And then when they do that, then the play gets re-canceled again. We've done these stories. You go back and look them up on the site, therealside.com. Then they get re-canceled again because not only are there not enough women of color, but the women of color, there's not enough gay and lesbian women of color. Or lesbian women. I don't even know. I don't even know what the proper terminology is. Right? And it's not that I don't want to know. I can't keep up with you. So I'm not keeping up anymore. So the not-yet-permanent mods include marginalized gender identities, Asian heritage, and Pan-African dysphoria. You know, thank God we have the internet. Because if we didn't have the internet, can you imagine how big the dictionary would be? You wouldn't be able to carry it. You'd have to get a pickup truck to take it out. Okay, students can also apply to establish a new identity based mods. Wow. I would have a field day with this. Though all such groups must be unified by a social identity such as race, culture, gender, or sexual orientation, and must currently experience or have historically experienced oppression within or outside the Hampshire community. You know, identity-based housing arrangements are part of Hampshire's international housing communities, many of which are based on shared interest rather than demographic qualities. All of which must hold two educational programs per semester. The Musicians Mod, for instance, contains a group of students who intend to create an inclusive, respectful, and encouraging environment for music lovers, creators, and listeners of all shapes and sizes. Mindfulness Mod, meanwhile, fosters a space where students support one another to be mindful and cultivate moment by moment, wow, that would be busy, non-judgmental focused attention and awareness. On what? I mean, seriously, moment by moment, non-judgmental focused awareness and attention. On what? Self-identification woman, and they spell it differently, W-O-M-Y-N, can congregate at Spiritual Women's Mod, a collective space to support and guide spiritual paths and encourage the mindful growth of Hampshire community, which advertises that female and or female self-identified continuing students are welcome to apply. So, a gender female, what they call a cisgen, I guess, and a male who identifies as a female can go to these self-identified women or a spiritual women's mod to do what? I don't know.
Congregate.
What does that mean? That's like hang out in a corner. We got trouble for those kids. Yeah. No. I don't know how they do that. Spokesperson for Hampshire College had no response at the time to the news source to try to request information, which is campus reform. So we've got, now think about something here. The academics have really played head games with us, right? They told us for years that we had the Nazi color. And now what are they telling us? Right? Everybody was the same. Now everybody's different. But they need to be treated the same. I'm so confused. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in a couple of minutes.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Isn't that just like a WOP brings a knife to a gunfight?
We are back. Yeah, there you go. That's when music was music. Sorry. Deal with it. I'm Joe Messina, your host, always listening to the... You better always be listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, I want to get back to... I got a boatload of these, but this one in particular... I keep coming back to this, where the Massachusetts College now offers voluntary segregation for historically marginalized students. So, marginalized students. The other part of this, too, is we're always screaming about money. How much money it takes to educate these kids. How much money these colleges need to provide an education. You start looking at what these colleges are spending for safe spaces, safe rooms, more counselors. What did we do? We did the story on adulting the other night. They had to bring in counselors, or they had an uptick in young kids that are going to college that don't know how to be adults. And now they have to have counseling on how to be an adult. The things they were never taught at home. I mean, come on, can we be honest about this? If we have all these snowflakes at colleges, if we have all these the kids that need to, they need trigger warnings, they need safe spaces, they need somebody wiping their butt after they go to the bathroom, whose fault is that? Who raised that child and sent them out into the world? Yeah, go ahead, think about that. I shouldn't have to say it. And then let's get past all. See, the world isn't what you want it to be for your children. The world is what it is. And when you tell your child and you teach your child and you've got your child believing that they are the most important thing on the face of this planet, you are setting them up for failure. And I mean failure big time. Because when he gets in class, he or she gets in a class with 39 other children, guess what he's not going to be? He or she is not going to be the most important child in the class. And I'm not just saying that. I guarantee it. How do you like that? I guarantee that he will not be the most important. He or she will not be the most important child in the class. And then they're not going to know what to do with themselves. Because you've made it all about them for so long, they don't know how to deal with themselves. And now it's the same thing here. These kids get out to, look, I've got black friends. I've got Asian friends. I've got gay friends. And the majority of them, even though, and some of them are Democrats, they think this is all asinine. That you're actually making it worse by trying to make safe spaces and easier. How do I know, truly, honestly, what you've been through as a black person, as an Asian person, as a gay or lesbian person, is if at college, I don't hang out with you. Right? I don't get to know you. Because just because you sit down next to me as one of those people, and you tell me you've had a bad life, I don't know you. I don't know if you're lying to me. I don't know if you're making a big deal out of nothing. How am I supposed to know that unless you and I hang out? Unless you and I get to know each other? How does that work? It can't. It makes no sense. So how about we start learning to deal with, be with, enjoy each other? Wouldn't that be so much better? And it'll become so much easier that way. Always a lot of fun. God, you guys sent me a lot of good stuff, right? Here we go. This is also good too. I love this stuff. It's perfect. Head over to camp. You want to see some really extremely ridiculous stories? Head over to Campus Reform. They've got their pulse on what's going on campuses across the country. They're there. They're interviewing these young people. Now, historians ban all male and all white panels at a 2016 conference. Now, this is one of the nation's oldest academic associations. It's no longer going to allow panels of all male and all white scholars. It's caused it to reject more than one third of the proposals for 2016 conference. Now this is one of the nation's oldest academic associations, the Society of Historians of the Early American Republic, also known as SHARE, a group dedicated to exploring the events and the meanings of the United States history between 1776 and 1861, announced Tuesday that all discussion panels at its annual conference must have a mix of presenters to ensure diversity. Finally, the display diversity in your selection of personnel. The rules for this year's SHARE conference advise it is no longer acceptable to submit a panel that's all male and all white. Now, at one point, forms didn't ask you what color you were, did they? I mean, they changed it to where it was unacceptable to accept somebody based on their color or reject somebody based on their color. So they actually took it off of some of the forms. They must have to put it back on there now. SHARE is also demanding diversity of gender, as well as a mix of graduate students and professors of different ranks, people from a range of universities, non-academic presenters, people who haven't appeared on a SHARE program before in a while, or people who don't. What if you have a program And only white males apply. You've reached out to the whole community, but only white males have applied to it. What do you do with that? I'm asking. Do you just shut down the whole program? Or that particular whole program?
No, that's when you do diversity outreach.
Oh, diversity outreach. What does that mean? You go grab them off the street and yank them in?
Yeah.
Right. Whether they have a degree or not, or whether they even know anything about that subject. See, this is where it gets ridiculous. If people don't want to be there, you can't force them to be there. You know, I constantly listen. All right, here's where I go off my Christian friends, my conservative friends, my Republican friends. Okay? I constantly get complaints about the education systems in the area that I'm in. They don't do this, they don't do that, they need to do more of this, I wish you'd fight harder for that. And I say the same thing to them all the times. What I say to them is, look, if you want more of a conservative bent in education, then you need to step up and run for these offices, run for these seats. Right? And I'm pushing them to do it. And we have the opportunity. We have four positions we could work at. I can't get anybody to step up. They don't want to do the work. They don't want to put up with the aggravation. They don't want to raise the money. There's a lot of stuff they don't want to do. And you go to them, wait a minute. Aren't you the one that's always complaining about what we don't have and we need better people? Are you not a better people? I'm just asking. Are you not a better people? If you think you have the ability to do the job, why aren't you stepping up? It'll continue to be amazing to me. I just don't get it. I'm not trying to pull this one off. Yeah, I think I do. This stuff never ceases to amaze me. An LGBT advocacy group is urging the Big 12 to exclude Brigham Young University from its roles, charging that the school's requirement that students abstain from both same-sex physical intimacy and premarital sex is discriminatory. What's discriminatory? Basically, if you sum up their statement, they don't want you to have premarital sex. Period. What's discriminatory about that? Athlete Alley, a nonprofit that pledges to make sports more inclusive for LGBT athletes, penned a letter to the Big 12 Commission, Commissioner Bowlesby, on Monday, arguing that admitting BYU into the conference would be inconsistent with membership values and urging him to reject the Mormon University, University's application. Now, BYU actively and openly discriminates against its LGBT students and its staff. It provides no protection for LGBT students, and the letter claims, in fact, through its policies, BYU is very clear about its intent to discriminate against openly LGBT students. So all college schools, all Catholic schools do that or should do that. No, not discriminate. They should have an open policy of no sex before marriage. If they don't, then they shouldn't have a religious designation. Right? Now, most Christian schools, and if they don't, they're just pressuring the PC. Okay, do not, their Bible teaches against same-sex marriage or homosexuality. So if they have that in their bylaws, or if they have that in their rules, if they have scripture in their rules, why would you go against them? Why would you go to the school? And it's not discriminatory. It's part of the rules. Why would you, as a gay or a lesbian person, or someone who thinks they're going to be, even if you're not gay or lesbian, and you're involved, very heavily involved in sexual activity, why would you go to a religious school and expect them to bow to what you want to do? It doesn't work that way. You bow to Scripture. Scripture doesn't change or bow to you. If you don't like it, there's 30,000 other colleges out there that will take your money and do whatever you want them to do. And there's the thing. No, you don't have a right to do whatever you want, wherever you want, and with whom you want, anytime you want. That is not a right you have. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back. The top of the hour, a lot coming up in the next hour. Don't go far.